The following preview is of a graphic audio production rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lothar Holtz, and you have just been privileged to witness the premier non-laboratory test of Plattdeutsche Amerika's dynamic interface system.
No, that can't be true. This is amazing.
What is?
You see that man in the gray? We downloaded his thought patterns into our system along with the others in the bank. If I didn't see him with my own eyes, I would swear the patterns were a computer construct. This man interfaces with the computer better than any human I've ever seen. He's remarkable.
Has the super-secret crime-fighting government organization known as CURE been betrayed to its enemies?
May I have a seat?
Yes.
I'm certain you're wondering why I'm here.
The thought had crossed my mind.
I know of Shinanju.
Can a house divided still stand?
Remo is not himself. He is being manipulated.
Do not be a fool, Smith. Remo, step aside. Remo!
Chun! Remo is under some kind of mind control. His actions are not his own.
Has Master Chun's past finally caught up to him with fatal consequences?
You've amassed the Van Berlinfeld?
You murdered Sir Chancellor.
If you refer to the strutting little fool with the comical mustache, he ingested poison and shot himself when he heard the Master was coming.
Liar! You are a murderer. And you will stand and watch, filthy Korean mongrel. You will watch while I wrap my hands around your own lying throat and squeeze the life from you.
An old evil wears a new face in Destroyer number 112, Brainstorm. Buy it now from Graphic Audio.
Remember, you live at my convenience, Korean.
You die at mine.
And now, our feature presentation.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Destroyer. Created by Warren Murphy and Richard Sapir. Narrated by Ken Jackson. With performances by Christopher Graybill, Terrence Azelford, Richard Rowan, David Coyne, Michael Glenn, M.B. Van Dorn, Michael Rapogel, Dylan Lynch, Thomas Penny, James Konacek, Nanette Savard, Ted Stoddard, Kate Torrey, and Mort Shelby. The Destroyer number 113. The Empire Dreams.
Niels Schatz had decided long before that he preferred being feared to being liked. It was his experience that people who were liked were not respected. He wanted respect. And fear, when used judiciously, always bred respect. Not that fear did him much good these days. He was retired, but not by any choice of his own. It had been a forced retreat. Those who had inflicted this malady of inactivity on him weren't fearful of him. The young ones were like that these days. They knew his past, yet they didn't care. And of all the young ones, Cluj was the worst. Adolf Cluj was the current head of Four, and it was Cluj whom Niels Schatz was meeting with this morning. Regrettably, he couldn't hope to inspire fear in the Four director. But Schatz did hope that the young man would listen to reason. The air of the village was cold in his throat as he made his way down the tidy, cobbled street with his bronze-tipped walking stick. He passed between narrow passageways designed only for single-lane traffic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?